proclamation number 4742 dated the September 18, 1949. Reminder to work diligently for the kingdom of God. You should tirelessly work for me and my kingdom, then you will fulfill your earthly task in accordance with my will, and then you will also master your earthly life. You will not need to be afraid that you cannot meet your worldly responsibilities, for earthly life will merely be secondary when spiritual life becomes more important. Work diligently for me and my kingdom, that is, try to inform your fellow human beings about my activity with you. Try to instruct them of the truth, and draw their attention to the end and the signs of the time. Take an interest in your fellow human beings' state of soul and explain to them how vain and insubstantial worldly goods are, how people merely strive for worthless commodities and give scarcely anything to their souls because they don't know about their earthly task. Tell everyone whom I send your way. You have been instructed of the truth by me and thus are capable to work as representatives of the truth amongst your fellow human beings. I have given you a rewarding task which will have beneficial results for you as well as for your fellow human beings, for the achievements won't just apply to earthly life but to eternity. Fulfill this task with enthusiasm and do everything that furthers the distribution of the truth you have received from me. Don't become indifferent in your work for me and my kingdom, but know that parched and starving souls everywhere are awaiting nourishment, which you should give to them with my gift from above. And by remembering them you will be practicing neighborly love, for their souls require the sustenance from heaven, they need food and drink to strengthen themselves for their path of ascent. Work tirelessly, for time is short and requires diligent work in my vineyard. The souls suffer hardship. They are starved because too much attention is paid to the body's requirements and thus the soul's requirements are forgotten. Therefore help these souls. Draw people's attention to the state of their souls, to a sudden end and their fate after death. Use every opportunity for spiritual conversations and thus motivate people to think about it. And then you will be doing the work for which I have employed you as laborers, and I will bless you, now and in eternity. Amen.